Cincinnati's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the fallout at the White House last week, President Trump says he wants Ukraine's leader to be more appreciative of the U.S. President Zelensky, who was asked to leave the White House, met with European leaders over the weekend to help boost support to end Russia's war.
Zelensky over the weekend said that nobody wants peace more than he and the Ukrainians. They want to see an end to the fighting, that they're fighting for the survival of their country, but that the key thing for Ukraine right now is getting security guarantees about what happens next after a peace agreement, that they cannot be at risk of another invasion and threat from Russia.
ABC's Karen Travers. President Trump announcing 25% tariffs for Canada and Mexican goods coming into the U.S. will go into effect tomorrow. That could drive prices higher for consumers. Fire crews battling 175 wildfires in South and North Carolina due to drought conditions. Rain is in the forecast, but not until later this week. That could help crews get the upper hand. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. New Trump administration tariffs are going into effect. Taxes will increase on goods from three of the United States' largest trade partners. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin farmers are bracing for impact. Farmers would be affected twofold, on exporting their products, and tariffs would raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts necessary to their operations. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products. China, Canada, and Mexico are some of the state's largest trade partners. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Consumers, especially farmers, are expected to take on the brunt of the cost increases due to the tariffs. One eastern Wisconsin farmer said that they lost 60% of their revenue due to tariffs during Trump's first term. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services such as Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. The School District of Onalaska announced its three finalists for superintendent. Ben Barton, the superintendent for Princeton in Minnesota since 2018 and a former administrator at La Crescent and Caledonia. Dr. Rainey Briggs, the superintendent at Baraboo and Viterbo graduate who previously worked at multiple schools in Dane County. And Lalisha Olson, principal at Northern Hills Elementary in Onalaska, who is a UW La Crosse and Winona State graduate who also worked in the Holman School District. Interviews and a public forum are set for Thursday. The state individual wrestling championship wrapped up last week in Madison, and attention now turns to the team wrestling meet this Friday and Saturday, where Holman will compete in Division I. Tomorrow is the start of the boys basketball tournament. Later this week is the state hockey tournament in Madison, as well as state gymnastics in Wisconsin Rapids. Also later this week are girls basketball sectionals. Regional champions from last week in our area include West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Oliva Strum.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. Yeah, I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stilton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the calm before the storm. With mostly cloudy skies and a few spotty sprinkles this afternoon, high temperatures still smack the mid-50s. We stay above freezing overnight with scattered showers tomorrow morning. Rain really ramps up tomorrow evening. It flips to all snow for Wednesday, prompting a winter storm watch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hi, I'm Dom Salvia.
I am also Dom Salvia. We are all Dom Salvia.
We are together. This is the John and Gordy in the morning show in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We do a radio show on WMDX in Madison.
That's right.
And Dom asked us to fill in again, so why not?
Yeah, and he's also offered to fill in for us.
Yeah.
In a second.
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah. I'm sure he'd love to get up
yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 4:30.
Come over. And,
come on.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's always fun to fill in for Dom.
It is.
And we're happy to be here. It's turned out to be a beautiful day here in Madison. I don't know what it's like across the rest of the state, but we've got sunshine now. It started out all
blue
cloudy.
Blue skies. Yeah, we're supposed to get some rain.
Yeah. I guess later tonight, rain.
Well, they're getting snow up north, so that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is a big deal. So it's always kind of weird. We do the morning show and then come back late in the afternoon and, do it all over again.
Usually I'm on coffee IVs. You know, I'm not quite on that this morning.
Yeah.
This afternoon,
yeah.
I'm not going to... It's hard to get used to, you know, being awake at this time.
Usually this is time for an afternoon nap.
It could be an afternoon nap time for me.
Yeah,
I was listening to Maggie Dawn, and she covered a few things that I thought was really interesting, like the SAVE Act, you know, where they're asking for birth certificates, which might be different for women because they have a maiden name.
Oh, yeah.
My wife had gone through that.
Yeah.
A number of times because they still haven't gotten it correct. She's got different names all over the damn map. You know, some companies have her listed this way and that, and it gets mixed up.
It's confusing. And then you have to register for whatever.
Exactly.
Like register to vote, for example, if you moved or did
something. Or get that passport that we've been very serious about getting.
Yeah.
If things go like this, I mean, we've only gone a little over 30 days here, and already we are the pariah of the globe. We have joined the despots.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It's too bad there isn't any news happening. You know, it's been kind of a slow news period today. Nothing really going on.
Oh.
Over the weekend, not much.
You didn't hear this.
Oh, wait. Is the teletype going?
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
What? News? What?
Pam Jahnke,
the
Midwest Farm Report, she announced just recently that she is going to be this Saturday at Springfield Corners for the Testicle Festival.
Oh, no. We were at that last year.
We went there last year unannounced. Well, we told everybody we would be there. No one really showed up to see us.
There were a lot of people there, though. But
it was packed.
They didn't come to see us.
It was jammed.
They came for the food.
Did they?
Boy, did you have a ball at the test.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Now, if you're living, obviously, you're maybe in a different part of the state. But if you can, you know, take some time out on Saturday, drive down to Springfield Corners. It's just a little northwest of Madison.
It's just a crossroads. It's really not even a town. It doesn't.
There's really no town there.
They do have a sign that says Springfield Corners.
Yeah, and it's a bar.
It's about 10 miles north of Madison.
It's a cash bar. You know, they got a debit machine in there. I hate those things.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but last year they had all kinds of food.
Yeah.
A buffet.
You know, a lot of people think that they're just the normal size testicle.
These are bull.
That everybody's familiar with. But these are animal testicles, and they're huge. And they pigs. Cut them up, and they bread them, and then they fry them.
Can't believe you're bringing this up.
Well, I was shocked. She stole our thunder. We were going to be there again. We were going to be the stars at the Testicle Festival. And Pam Yonke decided that she's going to soak a ball of fame.
Okay. Well, maybe we should go up there again. Let's meet her. It's this Saturday?
Yes, Saturday.
Time change also happens this coming
weekend.
Funny no
one invited us.
Well, I know. We talked to the owner last year. He seemed to be happy that we were there, but then he didn't really greet us or say goodbye on our way out. It was a good time, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fun. Our phone lines are open. The Civic Media Radio Network phone, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-75-CIVIC. What's on your mind? Is anything on your mind from all the news?
We're encouraging your calls. What we're going to do today is we're going to get everybody else's reaction to what happened last Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
I know that Maggie did a great job of that, and Jim Santel was in for Dom last Friday.
Right.
And they talked about it ad nauseum. I think now it's time to hear from all these other people all across the country, maybe all across the globe, and get their input on this. What they're thinking, what their alternatives are going to be like now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different. Now, we heard on Maggie's show there is a protest in support of Ukraine. And I'm not quite sure where that protest was going to be held.
I think it is
in Madison.
I believe so, yeah, and I think it's tomorrow.
All right.
Sam is in the mode of looking things up here, and Sam, let us know what happens.
All right.
Find out.
Well, let's take a call right now. We have Peggy on the line, and Peggy's out there in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hey, good morning, Peggy, or good afternoon, I should say.
Hey, a couple quick things. How come they always...
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
How come they go after the women on the voting registration?
They do. And, you know, the Republicans, as Maggie had mentioned, too, that the Republicans have been going after the vote that women have had for so many years here. They really want to go back to a time when women didn't have the chance to vote.
Yeah. It seems like that. Yeah, that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
are you thinking about leaving the country, Peggy?
I think Sam is talking to Peggy for a moment. Just giving her some direction. 855-75-CIVIC. Again, that's 855-752-4842. Do we have Peggy still with us? Okay. Peggy? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. I said Elon Musk. I meant Zelensky. So how many terrible things has he gone? Because I have so many right-wingers going, you don't know the whole story. And I'm like, well, it can't be as bad as Musk.
Mm-hmm.
But
what, Zelensky? Horror stories about Zelensky?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, as far as I know, he was a stand-up comedian, so
right.
I don't know how horrible that could possibly be. And he's proven to be a really great leader.
He was voted in, mm-hmm. and then when Russia attacked, he declared martial law. So So they're talking about whether they should vote in another president or something, or he should step aside to make this peace deal happen.
Yeah, but he doesn't have time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're in a war. But I did hear Zelensky was making plans that if he did have an election, that he would hold it now. Mm. And if they had another election, they would also be a part of NATO. That would that would be the negotiating chip he has. If they want to get rid of him as the president, then they're going to have to also include Ukraine in NATO.
Okay.
So that's the condition that he has. Yeah.
Peggy,
All right.
Peggy, thank you for your call.
Yeah. Just a lot of rumors out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing true.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow night there'll be a presidential address before a joint session of Congress. That happens at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Right.
Of course, that'll be covered on civic media throughout the network. And we'll see how that goes. You know, they're talking about bringing in the Democrats, maybe bringing in some guests, some former employees of some of the various agencies
yeah.
that have been cut by Elon Musk and his crew, the Doge crew.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big news, of course, is that they haven't saved any money at all.
Okay. They downgraded the amount of money again today yeah. that they've saved.
So many people, 60,000 people laid off. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, again, no one closes their business up to have an audit mm-hmm. or to find out if people are stealing or if people are working at the company at all or if those paychecks are going to absolutely anybody at all. See, that's the whole point. These five question emails that they're supposed to send in, it's just to check and see if there are that many people actually working for the government.
And now they want that to happen every week. They want you to send in an email.
To rub it in every week.
Once a
every
week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just five things that you did last week. Seems crazy. And then, of course, also in the news, stock market dropped 649 points, mm-hmm. the Dow Jones, mm-hmm. down today on the news that the tariffs are going to go into effect, according to Donald
Trump.
Tomorrow, 25% tax on Mexico and Canadian goods and a 20% tariff for Chinese goods.
The one thing I didn't like about what the reaction to that is, Honda has decided to build a plant in this country, in the U.S. now, for their hybrid vehicle. They were going to build it in Mexico, but now they have changed their minds because of the tariffs.
Okay.
So it looks like Trump's plan to get companies to manufacture stuff in this country may actually be working, at least for Honda and their hybrid product being built now in this country. That's maybe in a couple of years.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Gary is on the line with a question or a comment. Good afternoon, Gary. Go ahead.
Why can't I text you guys anymore?
I can't find the text mode anymore.
You know, I used to do that.
Our text did go down earlier this morning, and then it came back.
I think this is an issue with one of the recent versions of the Civic Media app. See if you can update the app. There was an issue on some phones where the text button was hidden. It was still there, but you couldn't see it. So try updating the app.
Okay.
That's Sam,
still,
the producer.
You can still
right
text
there.
Us at our regular phone number, 855-75-CIVIC.
Right.
Okay, Gary?
I'll try it again. Thank you, guys.
All right, sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Ali, who is calling from the Northwoods this afternoon.
I'm glad some people think that we're tech support, because...
Hello, Ali.
Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering if someone could tell me how much Elon Musk saved the United States by shuttling his family, his mom and his kids, around on Air Force One and also taking Marine One helicopter ride to the White House this weekend. How much did he save the United States there?
Okay. Good point.
You know, I know.
I'm sure he didn't save any money.
Well, this is obviously abusive. The billionaires think they can spend all the money they want. It doesn't really matter because they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's Elon. And there's something wrong with that guy. There really is something wrong with him.
18 minutes past the hour, it's John and Gordy in for Dom Salvia. We'll be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave?
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care?
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Dom Salvia Show. John and Gordy filling in today.
He's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
That's right.
Producer Sam, who is usually with us in the morning on our Madison morning show, is also with us this afternoon.
On WMDX. You can find us on the Civic Media app if you'd like. And also give us a call this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. We have Angie on the call right here. Let's go to Monroe.
Angie, Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. Yeah. I just want to say, lately, I've been starting to shop at my local Mexican store and looking things up and see if I can buy anything from Canada. So instead of buying purposely for America, I've been buying the other way around. So I just want to say, other people need to do this, too.
Good.
So, yeah, even my dog food, I switched to Canada dog food.
Oh, really?
So that's what Chewy's for.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, Chewy is good for that.
Yep. Now, if the prices go up, you're going to still buy from there?
Yeah, 25%.
Okay. I got chickens. I'll sell eggs.
Okay.
Well, I want to make it down there. Well, Monroe's got some chickens down there. Yeah, we can get some eggs.
Okay.
All right, we'll try that maybe.
Angie, thank you for that.
Send us your address.
Let's go to Pat in Milwaukee. He's giving us a call this afternoon.
My hometown, Pat. What do you got?
Pat, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon. I watched the little spectacle in the Oval Office, and it was clear earlier that Trump had met with his Soviet or his Russian handler, Zavrov, the foreign minister, to get his talking points. I think the goal was for the Trump and J.D. Vance to basically browbeat Zelensky into such a state that he would virtually surrender. And when he did not, that's when they became angry. And now they're demanding that Zelensky apologize. It's like the bully who beats somebody into a pulp and then demands that the victim apologize because his fist hurt.
That's right.
That the bully's fist. We are watching... On the world stage, nothing but thuggery coming out of our Oval Office. It is the worst spectacle in American history, and Trump should be arrested as soon as possible, and the whole gang should just be tried for treason. It's just outrageous what's happened.
Right.
That's right. There is a lot of money going to Ukraine at this point, even without the U.S. And I've got a little cut here from Steve Ratner from The Morning Show. This is cut 29, if you can find that. And He went over how much money is being spent in Ukraine and who's putting the most money in. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's any surprise that Trump is probably lying about this. So let's listen to this.
Talk about the $120 billion that we have given Ukraine. A lot of that has gone to U.S. factories, U.S. workers, U.S. And the U.S. economy, because a lot of the work supports American businesses.
Yeah, exactly, Joe. So let's take a look over here at two points. The first, the one that you're referring to, it's been estimated, that as much as 70% of our aid has actually been spent in the United States. So that is money that is here. It's not even necessarily in the form of aid. We've just literally sent them equipment, sent them ammunition that we have then replaced using our money from U.S. factories, U.S. workers, which is that we have committed only another $5 billion at this moment.
Now, that's an amazing thing, right? I mean, yeah. We are actually manufacturing new equipment in this country, sending our old equipment to Ukraine.
Right. Yes.
So it's working out in everybody's favor. And not only that, what happens if we stop doing anything with Ukraine? Then those factories in the U.S. will slow down and people won't be making that kind of money anymore. We're not spending it. Mm. We're not replacing the old equipment with the new equipment. And have you seen, I've seen pictures of these boneyards of retired military equipment.
Oh, sure.
And they got to tear it all apart. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So in this way, we could save a lot of money and spend very little and keep people working in this country, the military-industrial complex. I remember them calling it, yes, at one time.
Yeah.
So
they've been busy lately.
Yes.
All right.
Now feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. And, of course, we were going to talk about the Oscars. Oh, yeah. You want to get to Elon? I think we have time.
Yeah. Do we have to?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Elon Musk called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, just like Ron Johnson from our state does. He's wrong, of course. But why don't we listen to this cut?
This was on Joe Rogan's podcast, wasn't it?
Yes, right. It was. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time.
Right. Explain that.
Well, people pay into Social Security, and the money goes out of Social Security immediately. Mm-hmm. But the obligation for Social Security is your entire retirement career.
Yeah.
So you're paying with your you're paying like if you look at the future obligations of Social Security, it far exceeds the tax revenue.
Okay.
Right. Far. Have you ever looked at the debt clock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Change the subject.
There's our present day debt, but then there's our future obligations. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the future obligations of Social Security, the actual national debt is like double what people think it is because of the future obligations.
It really doesn't know.
So basically, people are living way longer than expected.
That is wonderful.
There are fewer babies being born, so you have more people who are retired and get live for a long time and get retirement payments. What? So the future obligations. So however bad the financial situation is right now for the federal government, it'll be much worse in the future.
Okay.
That's Elon Musk on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Well, again, Social Security doesn't have anything to do with our debt at all.
That sounded like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's going to be much worse in the future because you're taking all the money, Elon.
Yes. And not only that, they're taking the immigrants out who pay into Social Security,
mm-hmm.
And they don't get anything for it. Yeah. So we're just peeling away Social Security benefits like crazy. And again, it has nothing to do with the national debt.
Right. Okay, we're taking more of your calls, but first we've got a break for news here. We'll be back with more. It's John and Gordy in for Dom Salvia this afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Some Western Wisconsin residents are upset after Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff failed to show up at a scheduled event in Eau Claire and abruptly changed locations for a lacrosse event late last week. Van Orden blamed what he called agitator groups for the disruptions to his office's schedule. In La Crosse, Van Orden was set to meet with the North La Crosse Business Association at the Pearl Street Brewery, but then moved the event to Castaways, and in the process rescinded registration from some people who planned to attend the event. Gas prices in Wisconsin fell again this week, but an expected seasonal rise in prices is coming. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week for an average of 2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. Nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
In La Crosse, gas has come down 17 cents per gallon in 2 weeks, settling in at about $2.90, which is about 9 cents higher than the statewide average. The Board of Public Works will meet today to go over its five-year work plan. The committee will also consider an order to terminate the five-year lease for the city brewery company for two parking lots near its facility in an ongoing dispute over the city and brewery over odor emissions. The City Plan Commission is also meeting today, reviewing its zoning code project and combing through 211 pages of code to help begin reworking zoning ordinances. The commission will also take up several resolutions for properties in the city. We're in a winter storm watch for tomorrow night into Wednesday with the potential for multiple inches of snow and gusty winds. Today we'll have scattered showers and highs will be well into the 50s in western Wisconsin. Tomorrow, rain will give way to snow overnight with temperatures falling from the 50s down to the 30s for Wednesday, where we could see 2 to 5 inches of snow. Higher amounts are expected north and west of La Crosse this week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As it turns out, not everyone in Hollywood wants to be a part of a superhero movie and is willing to pass on big fat residual checks. Jeremy Allen White, star of the Emmy-winning show The Bear, has passed on the title role in DC Universe's Sergeant Rock. In a recent interview, White said he is confused at the idea that the pinnacle of an actor's career seems to be a role in a superhero film. Then again, maybe he just doesn't like to wear tights. And then there's Chris Pratt, who seems to have no problem playing superheroes as long as the check cashes. I feel you, brother. Pratt has announced that he will play Star-Lord when the character returns to the Marvel comic universe by way of Guardians of the Galaxy. Pratt is currently one of the busiest actors in Hollywood as he is starring in The Electric State with Millie Bobby Brown on Netflix, and you can catch him in the sci-fi film Mercy, which will be released this summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a sprinkle or shower and warm. Lows in the mid-40s. High near 50 for tomorrow with rain mainly in the afternoon. Windy with rain changing to snow tomorrow night, tapering Wednesday. Several inches likely with blowing snow, winter storm watch. It's 55 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, Dom Salvia Show, with John and Gordy sitting in for today. Dom will be back tomorrow. John, we've got a bunch of texts here, and
we've
got people hanging on the phone. Let's go to the text first. This first one from Richland Center. I'd like to request that when Democrats repost memes, they judge first whether they're vulgar. We can leave the ignorant crap to the MAGAs. Okay. Good point.
That's funny because I brought in a Daily Show audio.
Yeah.
That is on that topic.
Really?
Yes, memes. All right. Okay. And Kurt, of course, let us know that, like Trump, he seems to have trouble speaking in complete sentences.
He's talking about Elon.
Always speaks in generalities. He can't be specific on any one example to anybody. And it is so true. So true.
Well, he was talking about Elon. Comparing him to Trump.
And I wanted to mention this. Elon, according to the Associated Press, found his comments were overstated and misrepresented Social Security data. And he also, get this, Musk, the world's richest man and an increasingly powerful advisor to Trump, also describes the federal government as one big pyramid scheme. So now you know why he's ripping the government apart. He thinks it's a pyramid scheme?
Okay.
My God.
All right. We've got a couple of people hanging on the line here. Annie, let's go to Annie there.
Out in Watertown.
Watertown. Good afternoon, Annie. Go ahead.
Hi. The EU had their big meeting, and already there's big contracts going now to Ireland to make arms for Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that Ukraine can pull through this with since Europe has been supplying more than us to begin with, but I just hope they can pull it off, and now they'll have non-U.S.
I think the EU is stepping in. I think they're really doing a good job now at this point. They'll have more invested, twice as much as what the U.S. has donated so far. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. All right.
Annie, thank you for
that
call.
Thank you for holding on, Annie.
Let's go to the next line. Joe is on the phone. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I mean, some may say what I'm going to say is vulgar, but I would put it in the category of waste, fraud, and abuse. I'd like to return to Elon Musk again, as you pointed out, the richest man in the world, who says that no Social Security for you. Sorry, I just need money for my government contracts, which continue and continue.
Yeah.
But I would like to point out the fact he was taking that Air Force One flight, as one of your previous callers mentioned, and it's the cost of doing that is apparently about close to $3,000 per minute when that sucker is up in the air.
Wow.
So that was Mr. Musk and his mama and his little kid. Now, this is the same little kid, I believe, although it's hard to know because he's got like 12, 13 kids, who was wiping his boogers on the White House desk Resolute that Trump was at. And apparently they took that desk out and had to clean it down after that kid had left his trail of slime on it.
Is that right? Really?
Yes. Well, yes. So how much more are we paying after we paid for Elon Musk, his mother, and his child to go on Air Force One? Because, of course, the richest man in the world couldn't, you know, get his own flight on his own plane, some private plane. So instead, we taxpayers have to pay that. And then how much are we going to have to pay to hose down Air Force One after that shot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cue the Kleenex, and maybe a nanny might be a good idea if Grandma can't watch that kid.
Right.
See you guys.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Joe, thank you for that call.
And let's go to Mark now.
Mark is on the line. Good afternoon, Mark.
Maybe no more of a hose down than they do every time Trump gets on and off that airplane. Considering it might be leaking out of Trump's garments that for all we know. Wow. But I mean, it is just.
Okay, you brought that up. That's you know the diaper man.
Okay.
Yeah, remember the MAGAs were wearing diapers at a lot of his rallies.
Yeah. In support.
Real men wear diapers. Remember the T-shirts.
You know, we're restricted enough to avoid the FCC requirements. To avoid being vulgar is kind of asking a whole lot because, you know, that Trump is the most vulgar man I think we've ever had in the White House, and to have Elon Musk there too, I mean, it just increases, you know, doubles the vulgarity of the man. It is just a couple of detestable human beings that that are going to cost this country dearly. And for us to reverse course on what we're supposed to say about Russia now is just really disturbing. I mean, the Russia's now our friend. Good grief.
I know. It's outrageous. It is. It really is outrageous. And, you know, the thing that bothers me about this whole thing is we spent 100 years building this reputation, the beacon of freedom in the world. We were behind all these other countries.
The shining city on the hill,
with our strength, with our military, we were going to back them up. Anybody have any trouble, we're there for them. And we have completely reversed course.
And, you know, NATO, what are they thinking? You know, I mean, what's going to happen there? And European nations as well. Let's see. We want to go to something else here.
You know, I wanted to bring up, but first I want to get to something, and this is part of being Putin's puppet, okay?
Right.
Pete Hegseth just reportedly ordered the U.S. military cyber command to stand down from all planning against Russia. Analysts have been ordered not to follow or report on Russian threats. My head can't wrap around this.
Yeah, this story came out a couple hours ago.
The order was handed down before Friday's Oval Office blow-up between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. Former Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner and Carlos Jimenez were surprised as heck when they found out about it. And this is on two different broadcasts, but here's the reaction. Let's listen to Cut 24. Hegseth doing away or just shutting down the Cyber Command.
These reports that Defense Secretary Hegseth has ordered U.S. Cyber Command to temporarily halt cyber operations and planning against Russia. Does this concern you? Have you been briefed on this?
I don't. No, I'm not unaware of that. I don't believe that that would be. There are too many, I'm certain, considerations there for that to be an accurate statement, so blanket.
But they have ordered Cyber Command to halt cyber operations.
Considering what Russia is currently doing against the United States, that would, I'm certain, not be an accurate statement of the current status of the United States operations.
You are confident that the United States...
I'm confident, considering what Russia is currently doing against the United States, the United States' status against Russia would not be that.
That's not good.
Considering what we are facing from Russia operations, yes.
Carlson, why are we doing this, and why are we doing it now?
I'm sorry, who did that?
Pete Hegseth is ending cyber offensive cyber operations in Russia as of now.
And I don't know why he's doing that. The Russians are attacking us every single day. The Chinese are attacking us every single day. I don't think you signal the Russians that, hey, we're going to unilaterally withdraw from this this space. If they can keep attacking us, and they do every single day, they should be fearful of our capacity to inflict damage on them. So I really don't understand where that's coming from.
It makes it look like we're moving to Russia's side, doesn't it? Or, I hate to use the word, but tilting towards Russia. Yeah, looks like that.
Well, that would be a mistake in my side.
You think? Do you think that might be a mistake?
Well, especially now when negotiations are supposed to be starting come to peace in Ukraine. Of course, that's fallen apart,
at
least temporarily.
Now, you know, the EU is coming to the rescue here.
Right.
And that is great to see. But this country, I mean, reversing course is a dramatic change for all of us as citizens. I mean, history has taught us that we should be there for everyone. We are the most powerful country in the world, and we have turned our backs on everyone, all our allies, NATO countries. It just, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
But my point is, you wouldn't want to drop Cyber Command negotiations.
Oh, yes.
You want to know what the other side is doing, and that's part of how you find out.
Remember the headlines we saw on CNN the other day that Russia was setting up their spy network again?
Yes. Yeah, that came out Friday too. Yeah.
That wasn't good news.
They let that out, just that they were going to set up their spy network back here in the United
States.
Under
the cover of diplomats.
Yes, yeah, well, of course.
They even told us what they were going to do.
Yeah, and where their offices were going to be.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Well, do you know are there any Russian speaking? I mean, where can you learn how to speak Russian? Babel? Does Babel have a Russian?
Maybe they do.
I think we ought to sign up.
I'm sure they would. Here, I've got something. This is, I think this is a perfect spot for it.
Okay.
Because this is Russian influence. Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
This is how Trump made all of his money. I got a lot of this information from the Washington Post, but I also found a recording that summarizes what was in that article. And I want to play cut 25. It's interesting because this is how Trump survived all the bankruptcies that he had gone through. Let's listen.
Okay. Donald Trump was a Russian money launderer. In the late 80s and early 90s, Donald Trump was in complete financial failure. As soon as Donald had control of the Trump Organization, he quickly borrowed, spent, and soon collapsed his father's company. By 1992, he's on the hook for $800 million and is desperately seeking any avenue to make himself solvent. Meanwhile, in Russia, as their economy crashes, the Russian mafia is trying to move as much money as possible out of Russia. In total, they end up moving close to $2 trillion. And a very large chunk of that money ends up passing into Donnie's grubby little hands. Trump Tower is one of the few places in America where you can buy a condo anonymously, which, if you're looking to privately launder large sums of money, buying New York real estate and never having to disclose who you are or where your money came is just ideal. Building after building is constructed, and the Russian mob, both directly and through shadowy shell companies, buys nearly 70% of his unoccupied space.
Yep.
By the 2000s, the vast majority of the Trump Organization is paid for with dark money directly from Russian oligarchs and the Russian mafia. At this point, Russian businessmen have cut out the middlemen and started building these towers themselves, simply leasing Donald's name and organization while they create their own real estate to purchase with their own dirty money, which left Donnie the free time to focus on his real passion, being famous. Donald will tell you this story about his business sense, how he fought back from bankruptcy and he's this self-made billionaire. But what Lil Donnie actually is, he's a mule, an asset for cleaning cash from human trafficking, extortion, and the drug trade. And without two decades of Russian money, he'd be broke, alone, and on the street.
So they shut down the cyber command, right?
Right.
He's selling a gold card where people...
For $5 million.
Donate $5 million to become a citizen. I mean, this is another way of laundering money. And and this is Anthony Scaramucci. He was the White House communications director for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's listen to what he said about this, confirming that last audio. Listen.
Some journalists that believe that he had a money laundering spigot going with Russian oligarchs, and that's the reason why his two sons said prior to the 2016 election that they got their money from Vladimir Putin's oligarchs, that's all their money came from for all the real estate investing deals. I don't know. I'm not close enough to it, but I can say this to you. He acts either as a stooge and a useful idiot of Vladimir Putin, or he's somehow tied to Vladimir Putin economically or otherwise that we don't understand. But it's the same cause and effect. You know, you have the president of the United States literally reading Russian talking points at press conferences and now voting against the historical allies of the American government and the freedom of democracies here in the West. And he's voting with the North Korean dictator and the Russian dictator.
Yeah, it's great stuff, though, isn't it?
That's Anthony Scaramucci.
And everybody knows this in New York.
Well, sure.
You know, my sister told me about this when she moved out there, and it was just common knowledge, okay? So it's not rumors. It's not something you'll find on Snopes as being not true. Mm-hmm. Here's Mark in Curtis that goes, I wonder how Dom is staying calm, not being able to vent on the air.
Well, Dom Salvia, he'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. It's John and Gordy filling in here this afternoon. We're taking more of your phone calls. We've got a couple of people hanging on the line. You can give us a call, too, here during the break, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more on the Dom Salvia Show. John Agordi sitting in this afternoon. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In our last report, we explained how Executive Order 14215 claims presidential authority over the FEC and other independent agencies, putting fair elections at risk. Manipulation of the FCC, which sets broadcasting rules for political advertising, could also impact elections. Until 1987, the Federal Communications Commission followed the Fairness Doctrine, ensuring equal access to the airwaves and balanced coverage of candidates. The Communications Act of 1996 protects reasonable access by qualified federal candidates and equal time opportunities for federal, state, and local candidates. While it no longer reviews ads for accuracy, it still prohibits censorship of candidate-sponsored ads, requires the paid-for-by disclosure, and mandates records be available to the public. What if those rules were ignored? Extremist control of the FCC could revoke licenses of broadcasters who disagree with the administration, as threatened by Trump against NBC, ABC, and CBS in recent months. It could allow broadcasters to pick and choose their advertisers, potentially silencing competition. Unequal enforcement could tilt the playing field. In short, a partisan takeover of the FCC could impact election fairness not only for the 2026 midterms, but for years to come. We have more on the FCC's role in elections at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's a rape. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers knew it's idle. Come on, do as I do.
Come on.
Go ahead, get mad and do it.
Uh-huh.
Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy.
Get down with
filling
your
in
self.
For Dom Selvia today. We do a morning show at WMDX in Madison,
mm-hmm.
and we're staying up late.
That's right. Late for us, anyway.
Yeah.
You can call us on the Civic Media line here, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phones right now.
Let's
Dick has been hanging on for a while. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead with your call.
Well, this morning I talked to you guys and I mentioned that him a Russian asset, but here's more of it.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of this war, the Russians had 19.6% of the country. Now they have 19.2%. That's a stalemate in my mind. That's not that he's getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have supplied him properly, which the Republicans wouldn't do for the last 2 years, we could have toppled him. Meanwhile, here's Putin back at his country. Remind people of this. A couple of years ago, remember when they tried to say, oh, you don't have the people to fight this war. What about Putin, the Wagner group?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they basically almost toppled him.
Right.
They were 20 miles from Moscow.
Yes.
And so this guy's weak. He's 20% inflation in the country. Mm-hmm. 800,000 people dead. And you're telling me that he can't sell the war to his countrymen? No, Putin can't.
Yeah.
Putin can't. He's weak. He was vulnerable, and he could have been tipped over 2 years ago had not been for the Republicans.
That's right. And I know that with a drone, they took out a huge command center in Russia, which would have guided a lot of the planes and a lot of the action down there from Russia. So they're on the offensive inside of Russia.
Yes.
And that's what's going on. And
that's what's not being reported, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, mixed up world. You're right, Dick. Thank you for that call.
All right, Dick. And let's go to Wisco Paul. Welcome to the program.
Wisco Paul, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show as usual. Usually I don't get up early in the morning to listen to you guys, so it's kind of refreshing to have you on at night.
Yeah,
you know,
well, thank you.
Every time I think it can't get any worse with Trump, it does.
Oh, I know.
There's no end to this. There's no end to this. I mean, CNBC today was reporting that, hey, save like 2 or 3 months of expenses because you may not get Social Security checks because of what President or Vice President Musk is doing. So when places like that are reporting that, you got to kind of take heed. So I don't know where we're headed here, but I can tell you this. We do not have a Republican Party anymore. Right. They're scared to death of Trump. And I mean, I would probably be too. He's got his Gestapo running around out there. And the way it looks, he's going to have a charge. You know what? I better just calm down.
Yeah.
And think calm down. Shots or I'll be scaring myself. Okay. But I don't think it's possible you could have. How could you have elected anybody worse? I don't know. Anyway, hey, I'm just going to go drink some Jack Daniels now.
Okay. Hey, wow.
Well, Wisco Paul.
I wish I was there with you.
Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm gonna hide under the desk and take the microphone down there.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Wisco Paul.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
You know? It's been very stressful for a lot of people.
And a lot of people are afraid of going out and protesting this nationwide because that is exactly what Trump wants to happen. So he can send the military out and do their thing. Well, anyway, that's another story. Okay, I want to get
I think we got time for one more call before we take a break. John is calling us from Boaz this afternoon. John, go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. I would like you guys to think about, and your listeners to think about, the medical possibility of Donald Trump having Alzheimer's disease. The early onsets of it, because we saw him on television, on the media, and he was completely, what do you call it, irrational.
Mm-hmm.
Irrational behavior. Now, that happens with Alzheimer's. That's the early stages. What do you think?
Well, there's been a couple of incidents where he has been asked a question by a reporter, and he said, "Did I say that?"
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Just lately, week or two.
Yeah,
there's a lot of questions about his health.
Called Zelensky a dictator, and he didn't remember saying that.
Right, and there's some questions about his health, but you know, they're very guarded about that. Of course, I know he's going to Bethesda in the next couple of days to get checked out. Because they usually do that with presidents, you know, once in a while.
Well, give them another intelligence test.
Yeah.
So we can brag about what he can remember.
Yeah.
My God.
John, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
And, of course, the presidential address is tomorrow before a joint session of Congress. And
we'll be reporting on that.
We'll have live coverage of that speech on Civic Media Radio Network.
Sadly.
That's at 8 o'clock.
I don't know why we're not hearing about the boat with the heavy batteries on it and the sharks. Why? Whatever happened to the good stories?
Maybe he forgot about it already.
Yeah, maybe.
He's having some memory issues.
That's the early sign of Alzheimer's right there, or dementia, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We have news coming up shortly, and then we'll be back for our second hour, filling in for Dom Salvia this afternoon. And then Pete Schwabo will be in at 6 o'clock tonight. He's going to be talking about the Oscars, I believe, with film critic, Milwaukee film critic Matt Mueller. That's coming up.
We got a cut from The Daily Show as well, and they'll be talking about the Democratic strategy.
It's all coming up on The Dom Salvia Show. John and Gordy in for Dom. We'll be back after news on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead, get mad and do it. Just let it go.
People say that I'm a bad influence. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, the human impact of letting the world's richest man cut health care for veterans in Wisconsin. Our guest is Lou Ann Bird.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and 25% tariff set to kick in tomorrow for goods coming into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico. That could impact prices on everything from oil and gas, lumber, and avocados. It's part of the president's economic plan he'll lay out at a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. Democrats say the president's agenda, from tariffs to a shift in Ukraine's policy and sweeping federal funding cuts and layoffs, will cost middle Americans. Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Look at rural and look at the number of people that rely on Social Security. Look at who's going to be really affected by the tariffs with our farmers and our ranchers and Minnesota. Canada's our biggest trading partner.
New concern for Pope Francis as he battles pneumonia. The Vatican says the Pope experienced two episodes of acute respiratory failure today caused by significant mucus. In southwest Germany, two people are dead, several others injured following a suspected car attack in the city of Mannheim. One person's in custody, the motive still unknown. This is ABC News.